Hello, everyone. Now we're entering Chapter 2's podcast. This chapter focuses on early civilizations in the Fertile Crescent and Northeast Africa. The civilizations in these regions left written records. They also initially had economies based on farming and developed alongside rivers. Their locations alongside rivers allowed populations in the Fertile Crescent and Northeast Africa to grow the surplus food that they used to support urbanization, social stratification, labor specialization, and trade. So first, let's start off with defining what is a civilization. The term civilization often elicits mostly idealized images of ancient empires, monumental architecture, and the luxurious lives of the ruling classes. Civilization, however, is a tricky term. In the United States, students of history have often studied Western civilization exclusively throughout the 1950s, and in their studies of civilizations, they were often encountering advanced societies with urban centers rooted in European or Middle Eastern culture. America's origins in these Western civilizations were used to explain our own high level of development. However, more recent scholars have broadened the geographical focus by recognizing that worldwide from 3500 to 1000 BCE, at least 7 independent civilizations emerged in different regions. And so, in our chapter 2, we start off with what is called ancient Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia, which means land between the rivers in Greek, refers to the region situated between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. This fertile land, known as the Fertile Crescent, provided the ideal conditions for agricultural development. Although most of the region received little or irregular rainfall, the Tigris and Euphrates rivers provided very large amounts of fresh water, facilitating agricultural production and the development of early civilizations. Those two rivers, the Tigris and Euphrates, both originate in the Taurus Mountains of eastern Anatolia and flow southward to empty into the Persian Gulf. The rivers carry and deposit silt downstream, which enriches the soil. In general, the richer soils and availability of water in areas that in the north otherwise had little rain, or else towards the south, had concentrated months of rainfall followed by long dry spells, encouraged settlement near those rivers. The areas closer to the Persian Gulf, known as Lower Mesopotamia in particular, were attractive to early settlers because they had extremely fertile soils. The geography of Mesopotamia facilitated the growth of city-states and the emergence of a complex civilizations. People built some of the earliest cities in Mesopotamia, including Uruk, Eridu, and Ur in Lower Mesopotamia near the Persian Gulf. While the Tigris and Euphrates rivers provided water to the region, their floods were unpredictable and could even be catastrophic when they washed away entire settlements. In response, the region residents created irrigation canals and drainage ditches to control the flow of water. The river offered another benefit to ancient Mesopotamians. This is the rivers were important to meet people's everyday needs for water and for agricultural production, so they also facilitated trade. Traders were able to use the rivers to bring in their resources from Assyria, Anatolia, the Levant, and areas adjacent to the Persian Gulf. And with that, we see really the creation, as we said before, of the first city-states that civilization has ever seen. And so we often refer to those as the Sumerian city-states. The Sumerian city-states were autonomous political entities in ancient Mesopotamia. The Sumerians recognized any leader over multiple city-states as a king or a lugal. These lugal passed down their kingship through a dynastic male line. The city-states were often in competition and engaged in conflicts over resources and territories. The Sumerian city-states exhibited distinct social stratification with individuals occupying different positions within the social hierarchy. In this podcast, we will explore the various strata of Sumerian society, the factors that influence social status, and the implications of this stratification on everyday life. Let us go a little bit deeper into the fascinating world as we now see these Sumerian cities as they tended to grow and prosper. Social stratification refers to the division of society into distinct social classes, or strata, based on factors such as wealth, occupation, and birth. It creates a hierarchical structure in which individuals and groups occupy different positions, each with its own rights, privileges, and responsibilities. In ancient Mesopotamia, in the Sumerian city-states, we see the Sumerians develop one of the earliest known writing systems called cuneiform. Writing as a means of communication and record keeping originated from the need to represent and convey information. In its earliest form, writing utilized pictographs in cuneiform, which were simple visual symbols representing objects or ideas. Cuneiform was one of the earliest, if not the very first, written script in the world. Cuneiform script involved the combination of these wedge-shaped marks to form complex signs representing words, sounds, or ideas. The direction, angle, and arrangement of the wedges within a sign conveyed a specific meaning. Over time, the script developed thousands of signs, each with its own distinctive combination of wedges. And with this written record keeping, this written communication, we really see the increasing amount of urbanization in the Sumerian city-states. And urbanization is one of the crucial characteristics of a civilization, and it is truly the establishment of cities or urban centers in that civilization. These cities serve as hubs of economic, political, and social activities. They are marked by high population densities, significant architectural developments, and the presence of various public and private institutions. And so we all see these really play into the development of these civilizations, especially in Mesopotamia. We also saw technological advancements, the specialization and division of labor, of course, as we said, social stratification, but then also the creation of political and legal systems, complex religious and belief systems. And as we see, this really helps these civilizations to emerge and grow. Civilizations do not emerge spontaneously, but are shaped by various factors. Some significant influence on the development of civilizations include geographic factors, economic factors, intellectual and cultural factors, and of course, historical events. Wars and conflicts, invasions are often ones that really affect the growth and also the stunning of growth of civilizations. And what we see now is that as those civilizations tended to grow, we saw what becomes the creation of the Mesopotamian empires. In the podcast, we will explore the significant Mesopotamian empires, which include the Akkadian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, and the Syrian Empire. Join me as we go in a journey of these Mesopotamian empires through the rise, power, and enduring legacy of these influential civilizations. Let's start off with the Akkadian Empire, which emerges around 233-34 BCE under the leadership of Sargon of Akkad. The Akkadians, an ancient Semitic people, conquered the Sumerian city-states and established the first known empire in history. Under Sargon's rule, the Akkadian Empire expanded its territories through military conquests, creating a vast empire that extended from modern-day Iraq to parts of Iran, Syria, and Turkey. The Akkadian Empire's centralization of power, use of a professional army, and efficient administration were the key factors in its success. Sargon implemented a system of provincial governance and established a common Akkadian language that facilitated communication and administration throughout the empire. Eventually, the empire's downfall came from internal conflicts and invasions, leading to its eventual collapse in 2154 BCE. And that leads us to the newest empire that comes after the Akkadian Empire, the Babylonian Empire. Following the decline of that Akkadian Empire, the city of Babylon rose to prominence under the rule of Hammurabi. Hammurabi's code, a comprehensive legal code, is one of the most enduring legacies of the Babylonian Empire. Hammurabi's code established a set of laws and regulations that govern various aspects of Babylonian society, emphasizing principles of justice, fairness, and social order. But of course, all of these empires tended to always have a decline. And with the decline of the Babylonian Empire, we see the true creation of a new empire, the Assyrian Empire. And that Assyrian Empire becomes another influential Mesopotamian empire, which emerges around the 10th century BCE. The Assyrians, known for their military prowess and organizational skills, created a formidable empire that spanned vast territories, including modern-day Iraq, Syria, and parts of Iran and Turkey. The Assyrians developed advanced military tactics and weaponry, including the use of chariots, siege warfare, and a well-organized standing army. Their military campaigns were marked by ruthless conquests and establishment of a network of provincial administrations. The Assyrian Empire eventually faced internal strife and external pressures, leading to its decline and eventual collapse in the 7th century BCE. The empire was conquered eventually by the Neo-Babylonians in the Neo-Babylonian Empire, and later the Persian Empire. However, the legacy of the Assyrians endured, and their military strategy and the administrative systems influenced future empires such as the Persians and the Romans. And so that Neo-Babylonian Empire, or New Babylonian Empire, is one that really reaches its zenith under the Neo-Babylonian Empire king of Nebuchadnezzar II. Nebuchadnezzar's reign witnessed a significant achievement in architecture, including the construction of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The Babylonian Empire, known for its astronomical and mathematical knowledge, also contributed to advancements in astronomy and the development of the 60-base numeral system. But of course, that empire also faced decline and was eventually conquered by the Persian Empire under Cyrus the Great in 539 BCE. However, one of the things that we can always emphasize is that the cultural and legal contributions of the Babylonians left an indelible mark on Mesopotamian history. And so with that, we can really kind of sum up the Mesopotamians and their significance is that Mesopotamians really witnessed the birth of urbanization and the establishment of the first cities in human history. Development of agriculture and irrigation systems in this fertile region allowed for surplus food production, leading to the growth of permanent settlements. The Sumerian cities emerged as centers of political, economic, and cultural activity. The city-states of Mesopotamia developed a complex social structure, legal systems, and administrative organizations, becoming a model for future urban civilizations. And so what we also have seen in our chapter two is a newer group that really emerges in that region who are very different from the Mesopotamians. Israelites are a very distinctive story that's somewhat different from what we've just been discussing before. The story of the Israelites and the formation of ancient Israel is of immense historical and cultural significance. The story of the Israelites begins in ancient times, tracing back to the Semitic-speaking people who settled in the region known as Canaan. According to biblical traditions, the Israelites are believed to be descendants of Abraham, who made a covenant with God. They faced periods of slavery in Egypt, but eventually escaped under the leadership of Moses during the Exodus. The confirmation of Jews as the chosen people and the significance of the Ten Commandments within Jewish tradition holds deep meaning and relevance. The concept of being chosen reinforces the special relationship between God and the Jewish people, while the Ten Commandments provides a moral framework for personal and communal conduct. Understanding these aspects of the Jewish faith and heritage offers valuable insights into the Jewish identity and the enduring impact of Jewish teachings in the world. The Israelites then wandered in the desert for 40 years before reaching the land of Canaan. Central to the identity of the Israelites was the religious belief in Yahweh, whom they regarded as their one God. The Israelites were one of the earliest civilizations to embrace monotheism, the belief in a single deity. The covenant between God and the Israelites established a unique relationship with Yahweh, providing guidance, laws, and protection in exchange for devotion and obedience. Following their arrivals in Canaan, the Israelites established a series of tribal confederations and eventually transitioned into a monarchy. Under the leadership of King Saul, King David, and King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel reached its pinnacle of power and influence. King David, in particular, is revered for establishing Jerusalem as the capital and for expanding the territory of Israel. However, as we see after the death of King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel divided into two separate entities, the northern kingdom of Israel, consisting of 10 tribes, and the southern kingdom of Judah, consisting of two tribes. This division weakened the Israelites and made them vulnerable to external pressures and invasion. Both the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah faced periods of turmoil and foreign invasions. In 722 BCE, the Assyrians conquered the northern kingdom of Israel, leading to the exile of many Israelites and the assimilation of others into the Assyrian Empire. The southern kingdom of Judah fared better initially, but eventually fell to Babylonians in 586 BCE, resulting in the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem and the exile of many Judahites to Babylon. Despite the challenges by the Israelites, their legacy endured and left a profound impact on history. The religious beliefs and moral teachings of the Israelites, recorded in the Hebrew Bible, became the foundation of Judaism, one of the world's major religions. The Israelites' religious and ethical principles, such as the Ten Commandments, influenced not only Judaism, but also Christianity and Islam. And moreover, the Israelites' cultural contributions, including their literature, poetry, and wisdom literature, such as the Book of Psalms and the Book of Proverbs, continue to be revered and studied to this day. Let's venture into ancient Egypt. So we will journey through the sands of time as we travel the mysteries of this remarkable civilization. Ancient Egypt flourished along the banks of the Nile River in Northeast Africa. The Nile, with its annual flooding and fertile soil, provided the foundation for Egyptian civilization. The country was divided into two regions, Lower Egypt in the north and Upper Egypt in the south. The Nile not only sustained agriculture, but also served as a vital transportation route, facilitating trade and cultural exchange. Ancient Egypt society was structured hierarchically, with a powerful ruling class and a laboring population. At the top of the social hierarchy stood the pharaoh, believed to be a divine ruler and the political and religious authority. The pharaoh's rule was central to maintaining cosmic order and ensuring the well-being of the kingdom. Below the pharaoh were nobles, priests, and government officials who administered the vast bureaucracy. Most of the population consisted of farmers, artisans, laborers who worked the land and contributed to the prosperity of the kingdom. Slavery was present but limited in ancient Egypt. One of the things that we often see that is a contributing factor in the development of the civilization in ancient Egypt is the desiccation of ancient Egypt. It had profound consequences for agriculture and the overall society. The ancient Egyptians relied heavily on the annual flooding of the Nile River, which deposited nutrient-rich sediment and facilitated agricultural productivity. However, as the region became drier, the frequency and intensity of these floods decreased, leading to reduced agricultural output and food scarcity. The desiccation of ancient Egypt also had profound and significant impact on the economy and trade. The reliance on agriculture meant that fluctuations in food production directly affected the wealth and stability of the kingdom. As agricultural productivity declined, the economy suffered, and the government had to find alternate sources of revenue. This led to an increased emphasis on trade, particularly with regions that had more favorable climatic conditions and abundant resources. The Nile River, the longest river in Africa, and one of the longest in the world, played a central role in the development of ancient Egypt. What makes the Nile unique is its peculiar flow from south to north, contrary to the typical north-to-south direction of most major rivers. The Nile originates from the highlands of East Africa, and finds its way north before emptying into the Mediterranean Sea. The agricultural significance of the Nile River cannot be overstated. The annual flooding of the Nile brought nutrient-rich sediment to the river's banks, creating fertile soil. This natural phenomenon replenished the land and facilitated abundant agricultural productions. The agricultural prosperity brought about by the Nile River had far-reaching socioeconomic applications. Surplus food production allowed the ancient Egyptians to support a growing population, develop a complex society, and engage in other pursuits beyond subsistence farming. Moreover, the abundance of food resources enabled the ancient Egyptians to pursue specialized occupations such as craftsmen, artists, scribes, and priests. The development of a hierarchical society and the construction of monumental structures such as the temples and pyramids were made possible by the agricultural surplus supported by the Nile River. The Nile River also provided access to resources beyond Egypt's borders. Ancient Egyptians used the river as a gateway to establish trade routes, linking them to neighboring regions such as Nubia to the south and the Mediterranean to the north. With the trade network, the ancient Egyptians acquired precious metals, exotic goods, valuable resources, enhancing their economic and cultural wealth. One of the things that we don't want to not include in our reading of ancient Egypt is religion. Religion played a central role in ancient Egyptian society. The Egyptians were polytheistic, believing in a pantheon of gods and goddesses. The pharaoh was seen as a divine intermediary, responsible for maintaining harmony between the gods and the people. The Egyptians engaged in elaborate religious rituals, temple construction, and of course, the mummification of the deceased, preparing them for the afterlife. Belief in the afterlife was a fundamental aspect of Egyptian religion. They believed in an intricate journey after death where their soul would face judgment and continue an existence in a new afterlife, if found worthy. The temples, such as Temple of Karnak, the Temple of Luxor, were centers of religious and cultural activity. These awe-inspiring structures were adorned with intricate carvings, hieroglyphic inscriptions, depicting religious ceremonies, historic events, and the grandeur of the pharaohs. Along with the great pyramids of Giza built by Pharaoh Khufu, these all stand out as a testament of the agricultural and engineering prowess of the ancient Egyptians. The legacy of the ancient Egyptians, of course, is far-reaching and has left an indelible mark on human history. Egyptian system of writing, hieroglyphs, was one of the earliest forms of recorded language. Their advancements in mathematics, astronomy, and medicine were remarkable for their time. Egyptians developed a sophisticated calendar and made significant contributions to architecture and engineering. Next, we would like to venture into Nubia, the kingdoms of Kerma and Kush. In it, we will explore the rich history of Nubia, tracing the rise and fall of the kingdoms of Kerma and Kush, their interactions with Egypt, and their unique cultural achievements. Join me on a journey through time as we uncover the fascinating story of Nubia. Nubia, of course, refers to the region located in present-day Sudan and southern Egypt, bordered by the Nile River to the east and the Sahara Desert to the west. Nubia occupied a strategic location along ancient trade routes connecting sub-Saharan Africa with the Mediterranean world. The region was rich in natural resources, including gold, ivory, ebony, and exotic animal products, which made it an attractive destination for trade and cultural exchange. The Kingdom of Kerma was the first major civilization to emerge in Nubia. It flourished between 2500 BCE and 1500 BCE, predating the glory of ancient Egypt. Kerma developed as a complex society with advanced agricultural systems, skilled artisans, centralized political structure. The kingdom's capital, known as Kerma, also known as Kerma, was a bustling urban center with impressive fortifications and monumental architecture. Kerma's wealth and influence was fueled by trade, particularly with Egypt. Nubians exported valuable resources such as gold, ebony, and ivory, while importing luxury goods and cultural influences from Egypt. And despite occasional conflicts, Kerma maintained a mutually beneficial relationship with Egypt, serving as an important intermediary between the Mediterranean and sub-Saharan Africa. Following the decline of Kerma, the Kingdom of Kush emerged as a powerful successor. Located to the south of Egypt, Kush thrived between 1000 BCE and 350 CE. The Nubians adopted many aspects of Egyptian culture, including religion, hieroglyphic writing, and architecture. Kushite rulers even adopted Egyptian royal titles and built pyramids as monumental tombs to their kings. Kush reaches its zenith during the 8th century BCE, when its rulers, known as the Black Pharaohs, conquered Egypt and established the 25th dynasty. This marked a significant period of cultural fusion with Nubian and Egyptian traditions blending together. The Kushite pharaohs reigned over both Egypt and Nubia, leaving their mark on the region's history. Throughout all of these times, the kingdom of Kerma and Kush in ancient Nubia left a lasting impact on history and culture of northeastern Africa. These civilizations thrived through trade, cultural exchange, and political prowess, leaving behind magnificent architectural wonders and artistic masterpieces. The story of Nubia serves as a testament of the richness and diversity of the ancient world, reminding us that great civilizations emerged in various corners of the globe, each with its unique contributions to human history. As we now see, as we conclude chapter 2, the civilizations that emerged in Mesopotamia and Northeast Africa left a profound legacy on world history. Their advancements in writing, governance, and architectural achievements laid the foundation for future civilizations. The concept of written laws codified by civilizations like the Babylonians with the Code of Hammurabi influenced legal systems throughout history. Architectural innovations such as the Ark and Dome continue to shape architectural practices to this day. Furthermore, the cultural and intellectual achievements of ancient Egypt, including their belief in the afterlife and their contributions to medicine and mathematics, have led an lasting impact on human civilization. Between 4000 and 3000 BCE, civilizations merged in the fertile river valleys of Mesopotamia and Northeast Africa, laying the groundwork for the development of complex societies. By studying these ancient civilizations, we gain a deeper appreciation for the foundations of our own societies and greater understanding of the remarkable achievements of our ancestors.
This podcast episode has been produced under a CC by NCND license. All episodes in this series are made possible through the efforts of Lisa Naminkus, Christopher Gilson, Crescentio Jackson, Ryan Pierce, and Amelia Brester. Thank you for listening.